Welcome to Salam Nerds Podcast.
All right, guys, you ready for your first EDM festival?
Let's go!
My first EDM festival. Yo, 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 it's the Salam Nerds! My name is Steve, a.k.a. Watch Beneath, and here's my boy, Jess. Yo, what's up? We got some new friends up in here.
Thank you to our supporters. Please like, comment, share, and subscribe.
Yo, 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 live from Tharawi, it's Salam Nerds.
What? I can't believe you did that.
It's Ramadan, baby. It's Ramadan. We gotta show love. well, guys, I brought that up because this month there's going to be some dates where we're going to be airing our show super late, like around 12 a.m. And that's because there's some days that me and Jazz might be going to Tharavi. So we're trying to fit that in a little bit. So we will see. But I'm your boy, Neebs, a.k.a. Watch with Neebs, and I'm here with my co-host, Jazz, a.k.a.
Did he mute? Neebs, you're muted.
No, I'm not muted. I'm just messing with you. DJ,
oh,
no
shit.
Audio.
you got me.
I told the girl that I was going to do that right before you came.
Oh, my God. You got me so good there.
That was good. DJ, no audio.
Bro, you nailed that perfectly. Like, I could not tell that you just intentionally didn't, like, say anything.
If you're watching on YouTube, just get look at Jess reaction. It was priceless. He was so scared. Oh, man. But welcome back, our guest, April. April, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Less than a month of school to go. My back hurts. We're going to crawl across that finish line.
Get her off the finish line, man.
Get her done.
Also, I just realized that, like, you were in this horrible accident, like, a few weeks ago. And then just this week, I was in an accident. I got hit by a taxi real hard. Cars totaled. It was pretty bad. And then April was like, yo, we have to protect Jazz at all costs. Because, like, us three are the hosts of the latest episode, and we all got hit. So I asked Jazz, I was like, Jazz, April said we got to wrap you in bubble wrap because we have to protect you at all costs. And then Jazz sent me a picture of his car literally into a tree. Jazz was in such a bad accident. It was probably worse than all of us. He literally hit a tree.
Out of nowhere.
In Texas, too. How do you hit a tree in Texas?
It wasn't I hit a tree. It was a hit and run. They hit me in the side and my car flew into a tree.
Yes, a car flew into a tree. How many trees have you even got in Texas?
My God.
You gotta travel more, Neebs.
I don't know. I'm just making fun of Texas. But yes.
You gotta travel more, Neebs.
No, I travel plenty. Leave me alone. I like to make fun of Texas. You like to make fun of Jersey. So I like to make fun of Texas. Only fair.
Fair. Right, fair. Right.
Well, here's someone who we hope doesn't have any accidents ever. Is Mayan. Welcome, Mayan. Welcome back to the show.
Hello.
Oh, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. My baby girl just learned about stairs, so that's the only accident we're trying to avoid in our house.
Oh, yeah, you got to put that gates up. You know, the gates right in front of it. Yo, those gates are actually really complicated. I mean, when I thought, like, wait, when you don't have kids, you're kind of just like, what the hell is this? How do you open this? They make them child-proof, but they also make
it, like, 3 a.m. when you're getting up for suhoor. It's like...
Yeah. No. Oh, yeah. I remember I was at my brother's place, and I'm just like... I'm just walking over this. I don't know how to open it. well, guys, welcome to our show. And this is the last Bachelor episode for this season. We got lots to talk about, man. There is heartbreak. There is drama. There's a lot of stuff going on. We'll talk about it. So, Jazz, you ready for this? You ready for the last and final episode?
I'm ready.
Put you out of your misery? All right.
I mean, Love is Blind is starting up in like two, like our episode will go up in a few days. So, you know, not too much of a break of the misery.
That is true. We have a Love is Blind episode this Friday. So watch out for that one. All right. So this episode starts off with Ariel. Ariel starts out and she is basically talking to Jesse, I believe, right? Yes, who it was, Jesse. And she is looking gorgeous. And then they bring out Zach. And they're kind of just like, hey, listen, why was I not told about you breaking this bag? Like, I went to Thailand and I left not knowing anything, not knowing anything at all. And like, he made this big deal about no secrets and being open and honest with everyone. Didn't even tell April that he broke his little deal, that he broke his little parameter, his date, his rule. Yeah.
One, is it April or Ariel? And two,
did I say April? This... Oh my God. Yeah,
which
then,
is so funny because my husband's name is Zach, and I'm like, he didn't tell me something.
Listen, I'm bad.
This was the girl who self-eliminated, right?
No, no one self-eliminated. This was the girl that he did not sleep with. Remember one girl he didn't sleep with?
Okay.
Ariel, the one who looks like, who did you say? Alison Brie. You said she looks like Alison Brie.
Yeah.
Myth family. And yeah, she kind of just was like, okay, cool, I'm out. But she's like, yo, like nobody made this about sex week until you made it about sex week. Like
yeah.
Once you said there's no sex on the table, that's all this season has become about, right? So it's your fault for doing all of this stuff. I thought she did a good job. I thought she did a great job. She called him out. She got her chance to say her piece. But she also, like, I feel like really didn't care because she was like, yeah, I didn't believe. I was a little too good for this guy anyways. That's how I felt.
Good for her.
Yeah. April, what are your thoughts about Gabby's hot seat interview?
Ariel.
God okay, first you said April, then you said Gabby. Like, you're just gonna do this now, aren't you?
I am so confused today. Listen, I didn't eat all day because of Ramadan, and like, I feel like my brain cells are just catching up with me.
Do not worry, memes. This is why I'm here to help us through the Ramadan process. No, I thought Ariel was, of course, eloquent, fantastic. Perfection. Oh, I want to be your friend. But I really loved how she pointed out that, like, you made the decision to not have sex for mm-hmm. the both of us.
Yeah.
But if you took the time to talk with me, you would have realized that, yes, I was on the same page as you, but you had already decided that for us. Mm-hmm. And the line that she said, you took away my agency, and I'm like, shout that to Capitol Hill. You took away my agency.
Yes.
Preach.
Ooh, that was good. That was good. Yeah. Ariel definitely gave him a piece of her mind. I thought that was really, really well done. Maheen, what about you? What are your thoughts?
So there was one line where she said, I don't want to drag you through the mud. And through the, and I'm obviously behind the screen. I'm like, drag him through the mud. Drag him through the mud. Drag him through the mud. Because he really needed someone to put him into mm-hmm. his place, because he's just like, I want honesty. You aren't honest. I want, you know, like, us to be on the same page. You weren't on the same page with anyone. It was just Zach's agenda. I need to clear my conscience, so I'm going to do things my way.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It was so weird and bizarre. And mm-hmm. I appreciate her, like, blatantly going after him. And like, even though, like, you know, she said, I'm not gonna put you through the mud, she put him through the mud a little bit. She put him through the mud a little bit, which I was really happy about. So,
and I don't know how long that flight is from New York to LA, but I mean, I feel like she should have definitely dragged him through the mud for sure, because again, that's a long flight to sit through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
3 hours.
Is it 3 hours?
No, like, it's gotta be more. No, LA to New York? No way. It's way more. Texas alone is like 5 hours.
Yeah.
2 hours into Chicago. You're wrong, Jazz. unless you're going back in time. And then technically by the time
you're getting rule, it, you might. Yes, you might. By that rule, yes.
By that rule, maybe.
Oh.
By that rule, you can. There is one flight. Yeah. You know, there's one flight in the UK where you can actually get there before you left. It's like wild. You can get to New York before you left.
Wasn't that the old Concorde?
Yes, it was the old Concord. Yeah, mm-hmm. I believe so. Yeah, so that was wild. All right, so Zach comes out. She got to tell him a little bit about, you know, how she felt. And then Zach kind of just, like, he owned up to his apology. It was a good apology. Didn't seem super sincere, but he said the right words. He took accountability. Here's the thing, and JJ said this in our off the air when we were after last week's episode with Sulia and JJ. We went off the air and we were talking a little bit about what's her name? The girl with the black face.
Greer.
So we talked about that, and I was like, they were like, listen, there have been so many scandals that people now know how to apologize, and they know how to make it sound sincere, right? I think Zach has also been coached on how to accept, how to apologize and be accepted for it. So he had a good apology. He took accountability, but he's kind of just was like, okay, yeah, I did everything bad. My fault. I wish I didn't do that. Let's move on. And it's kind of like, it's not super satisfying, but he did say all the right words. That's kind of how I feel. What about you guys?
I feel like his apology was just very much for live TV, very short, simple, and rehearsed. Mm-hmm. So they can move on to the next segment.
Yeah, I completely. Because like when you saw, like we all hated on Clayton. We went after him, right? But when he apologized, like, dude was on the brink of tears. He was hyperventilating. You can tell he was, like, sorry. He wasn't saying the right words, but you can tell, like, man was, like, upset that of his actions. Zach was more like, yeah, I did this. Probably would have done it again. I'm just going to apologize, take full responsibility, but don't really feel too bad about it because I got me my dream girl, and that's all I really care about. Because we're going to get onto it because there's some things he did with Gabby, and I really feel like he should have felt worse. So we'll get into that. But speaking of Gabby, so Gabby meets the parents. Let's go into that. April, what were your thoughts when she met the parents?
So, like, my video feed was going in and out, but what I saw of it, she seemed relatively comfortable with the dad right away. Mm-hmm. I don't remember if she sat down with the mom, and I didn't get to see her sit with the sisters, but it looked like the sisters were not really having it based on screenshots that I saw. So yeah, I don't really have that much of an opinion other than I remember the dad talking about Zach's near death experience when he was
born. Yes.
Which even when as a very young infant, when you go through something traumatic, like it sticks with you.
Yeah, and for sure. Then,
especially if, like, depending on when he found out about it, which I think he said maybe he was, like, a older high schooler when he found out about it.
Mm.
Like, it could really impact the way, like, he views life, which, you know, good for you, but I don't know. I do feel bad that he went through that. I feel bad that his parents went through that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's one of the best things that they have showed on the program that make you really understand Zach. I don't care that he was a DJ or that he, you know, he called himself Zachachi. I forgot what it was, like Versace Zach or something like that. He called himself.
God.
Yeah. Like these things don't make me relate to him, but like, you know, going through actual hardship, like, you know, they shared that. And I was like, man, this makes me really like Zach. Like, that's a lot of stuff to go through. That's hard on the family. It makes me like the family. But Mahin, what did you think about the conversation Gabby had with them before she went to meet the parents? She was like, hey, listen, I'm kind of feeling a certain way about what just happened, what happened at the rose ceremony, what happened when you blindsided me and told me that you were going to tell everybody. You made me feel like you're embarrassed or you feel guilty about what's going on, and I feel like you're an accomplice in a crime, and I feel like you regret it. She says all these things, and Zach is like, no, no, absolutely not. Like, I am so happy that this happened and blah, blah, blah. But I think, you know, that might have affected her going to the family. I think, like, she was really on edge. What do you think, Mon?
I think so, too, because he basically did, like, a selfish move where he needed to clear his conscience at the expense of this girl.
Two girls, really?
Yeah, exactly. And she...
Three girls.
Yeah, three girls.
Yeah. And
all 28 contestants.
Everybody watching.
All America.
All eight of us.
And, like, he just was like, no, I didn't regret it at all. But it's like, you can't just like validate a girl in like 2 minutes when you basically dug her into this hole where she feels like everything has been going to be attacked onto me. Like, you can't just fix that in 2 minutes and then expect her, oh, here's my family. Like, how else are you supposed to be thrown into that mix?
Yeah, absolutely. Great points. Makes a lot of sense to me. She was very... So yeah, go ahead, Jazz.
They fought last episode, and now they just go right into meeting the family?
No, they didn't really fight last episode. Basically, Gabby was upset, and then she was upset that he blindsided her and basically brought a camera crew and told her that he's going to tell everybody what happened. So she's already on camera, and she's like, well, I can't say no, all right? So she was upset about that she was blindsided. Then she was upset that she told him that she always gets picked second. She always comes in second when it comes to guys. And then what does Zach do? He gives her the rose second, right? And then he hugs Katie and then hugs her. And he wouldn't even look at her. He kind of just like looked at Katie, and she just felt a certain way about that. And she had these like vibe that she did something wrong. And she basically just wanted to talk to Zach about it before she meets the family. Is what she wanted to do. So they kind of just cleared the air. And I feel like they cleared the air enough, but I don't feel like, I don't know. I feel like she didn't get the answer she deserved.
That sounds right. And I'm guessing she's on the show now just to end it.
Well, we'll get to that because you're going to find out what happened. all right. So now they had dates. And then Katie, Katie meets the family. I don't remember Katie meeting the family. I honestly kind of zoned out when that happened. I feel like it was a very boring family meeting.
Perfect for Zach. Got it.
Yeah. April, do you remember what even happened?
I remember the mom pulled her aside first.
Okay.
And Katie is just, she's naturally an emotional person. Mm-hmm. So she was just being vulnerable about the experience and like how it feels to like meet the family and the potential becoming part of the family. And I think she chatted with his dad too. And it was just kind of the same conversation rehashed. And I think she also talked with his sisters.
Mm-hmm. Which one of the sisters just did not look like she did not want to be there. She was like, why am I here? Like, literally, this was her the whole entire time.
That's so funny. Like, I didn't even notice.
Yeah, I was like, do you hate your brother? Yeah. Why are you here?
It was a little weird. It was a little weird. All right, so then they go on a date. Listen, Jazz, this man took Katie on a date through the mangroves of Thailand in this like hot, sweaty swamp. And then they were like sitting on a tree root with their feet in water, in dirty water, as he told her he just had sex with one of her friends. Terrible memory. What did he decide to do to take her on her next date? He takes her hiking. Like, haven't this worked? Hadn't this woman been through enough?
The first thought that came into my mind was, he's going to take her to Olive Garden, isn't he? No.
At least they're your family.
But okay, hiking. Okay, it's that was the second thing that came to my mind.
I know. Like, why would he put her through that? I thought that was really, really funny. But then, Jazz, Gabby's date. Do you want to know what happened on Gabby's date?
He took her to IKEA?
No. The audio went out. We didn't hear anything. The entire date had no audio.
That's amazing.
That was so funny. I was like, I turned my TV off, turned it back on. I like went out of Hulu. I'm like, what's going on? Then I went on Twitter, and everybody was like, it's the ghost of Chris Harrison trying to take his revenge.
I need to Google Chris Harrison.
He was the host last season. He defended the racist girl.
Ah, yeah. That's funny.
Oh my god! But yes. That's why I did that no audio thing prank on you in the beginning of the episode.
Now it all connects. So they had no audio at all, and they thought this was gonna like be okay on like national syndicated TV.
Somebody's getting fired. It was fired. No audio really, on the whole day. And you know what's really funny? The closed caption people were like, I'm not losing my job over this. They wrote no audio in parentheses. They're like, you're not going to fire me.
I did my part.
I did my part.
They should have put like a, you know, Zach noises and then Gabby noises and then Katie noise. I don't know who's actually on this one. So
the funny thing is that like they were on horses on the date, so with no volume, it looked like a Trojan commercial or something.
I'm dead.
I was just like, it's just like two good looking people riding on horses, and I was like, there's no audio. Like, it's so funny. Oh man, it was hysterical. People
this
were
is
so
what
many
life can be edit. Without children.
Don't say that. Mine's over here. With a
fresh peace baby. And quiet.
Oh man. All right. Let's go. All right. Then they do something even worse than having no audio. They brought back the audio, and then they brought back Sean Lowe. This was so unnecessary. So Sean Lowe was a bachelor like several years ago. He's one of the only ones that married the person he picked and stayed with them. So they brought him out here and they just talked to them for no reason at all. I thought it was pretty pointless. April, what are your thoughts?
The man literally made an Instagram reel that same day, or at least traveling the day before to the finale. And in the reel, it's captioned, I didn't watch the season at all, so now I'm having my wife, Catherine, explain everything that's happening to me. And she's like going on and on and on and on and on about all the details. And so the audacity to go on the stage like, yep, he really screwed up this season. I'm rooting for him. Like, just get off the stage. Get off the stage.
And then he was also like, I gave him some advice. Well, he didn't really take it, but like trying to like be like, well, listen, this wasn't my, don't blame me for this. Mahen, what were your thoughts?
I kind of found it pointless because it's like, no one really cares. Like, they've been there, done that last, like, way long ago. No one cares about your opinions anymore.
I don't know. I feel like they're like, do they have a job? Do they have? Are they trying to get more followers? Are they trying to stay relevant? Is that what's going on?
They have a card company, like a greeting card company.
Oh, okay.
So maybe that's why. I don't know. I don't know who uses greeting cards anymore either.
Yo, you want to know a really cool trick about greeting cards? This is gonna blow you away. This is what you do. You get two greeting cards, right? And then what you do is you write the message from one greeting card onto the other greeting card. That way your handwritten message sounds so profound, and then it looks like you wrote like a really good, thoughtful message. Genius, right? Genius.
Get out.
It's genius.
Get out.
I use it for like weddings, right? Like, what are you gonna do? I barely know the couple. You met them a few times. They might do their wedding. Like, what are you gonna do? I'm like, all right, I take two cards, or sometimes I won't even buy two cards. I'll take a picture of the caption in one, and then I'll go into my car and I'll just copy that caption down freehand. And they're probably gonna open it on their wedding day and be like, wow, Neeb is so thoughtful. Look at this like thoughtful method you wrote. But really, it was by Hallmark, and I didn't have to pay Hallmark prices. What a
I'm dead.
Yo, life hack.
Oh my god,
life
I'm
hack.
Dead.
Except if I'm dating you, then everything I write is from the through the heart and never done this way.
Sure. Uh-huh. I believe you.
This podcast might have to be edited. If I ever find anybody. Chances are we won't need to edit it.
10 years from now, you're canceled, Neeb.
I know.
How could you?
Oh man. All right. I wrote some notes here. Oh, okay. This was funny. Yo, Gabby is so funny. So basically, Gabby shows up to the rose ceremony at the end where someone gets to propose. She comes out looking awesome in this like yellow dress, these nice shoes, right? Then they have like a really close camera view of her getting out of the limo with her shoes. And she gets out and she literally like steps in mud. Right. And then she's like, listen, you guys, don't. She literally says to the camera crew, and she goes, listen, don't park here when Katie gets here when you're doing it for real. Yo.
What?
Yeah, she like already knew she was gonna be eliminated.
What?
Yes. She goes, when you do it for real, when Katie gets here, make sure you don't park here.
Holy shit.
Like
she said that?
Yeah, I was like she knew. She was like, the thing is, like when she's talking to Zach, she like already knew that he wasn't gonna pick her. He was gonna pick Eddie, but she was like, this guy's still saying the right things, even though I know he doesn't mean it. Like, I'm not trusting my gut when I should be. And she was like, all right, maybe it is me. Maybe I'm one of those people that are self-sabotaging because, like, I don't think it's going to be me. But she said that. Number one, it was hilarious. Like, I died laughing. I literally gasped, like, just said that. Number two, how thoughtful of her to be like, yo, don't get Katie's shoes and dress muddy. It's going to be her, like, I mean, important moment.
Those Jimmy right? shoes are expensive, so I get it.
That is true. That is true. Oh, good memory, Jeff. Yes, she is the one who got the Jimmy Choo shoes and everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I forgot about that. All right. So basically, she goes up, and then Zach starts to give her the speech. She talks about Zach, how much she likes him, all that stuff. Zach starts to give her speech. Then Zach hits her with, like, a butt, and she just stops him. Like, no, don't. She's like, don't. I don't need to hear it. I know. Don't do it. Zach's like, he's giving her all these platitudes and saying, like, it's not you, it's not me. She's like, just save it. No. Like, I don't want to hear it. I just want to go. She's like, listen, I appreciate you. I really hope the best for you. Katie's amazing. And he's like, yeah, you're going to find somebody too. I know I'm going to find somebody. I don't need to hear it. I just want to go. I just want to go. And, like, it was really, I don't know, it was really raw and emotional. Mahin, you wanna talk about how you felt about that?
Oh my god. So I had a theory in the beginning of the season because I saw the spoiler on TikTok that Gabby was the winner because they showed that she had an engagement ring on, and that could not have been more wrong. And I just felt so bad for her because I think, like, a lot of girls have gone through that where they're like, they are making excuses for the guy, even though they know it's wrong. And then, but they're like telling themselves that, no, everything's okay. Everything's okay. And so then when the actual heartbreak happens, it feels even more like shittier. You're just like, ugh, like I should. And you just like, then the realization sets in, like, why didn't I just listen to myself earlier? And like, it just was so, I just felt for her because every girl has gone through that, and it's just it's not a fun feeling.
It's one thing to be like, the guy did me wrong, and it's another thing to be like, I did me wrong too because I didn't trust my instincts. And I feel like that's what she was feeling. April, what about you? What are your thoughts?
Yes, Kitty has some words about it. I don't want to use the word triggered, but I can't find any other word right now. But like, it honestly triggered me because like, I went through so many experiences like that. Plus like my similarities to Gabby in regards to her ADHD journey, as well as her anxiety. Like, I have a lot of commonality with her on that regard. And so I really felt her when she said, you know, I didn't trust my gut, but I just had that little glimmer of hope. Like, what if I was wrong? Because like, this is a TV show where he's having to walk a fine line. But I think the moment she knew, like deep in her gut, that it wasn't her was when he went look at her at the last rose ceremony.
Right.
Like, mm-hmm.
So
we could all see that. And I think she saw that too. And then she said, hey, I feel like I'm walking around with the scarlet letter, which I thought was a pretty crazy statement. As in, like, you know, crazy as in, like, I did not expect that. So
even their last date, he was way too honest with her. He was like he said to her, if I'm completely honest with you, I don't know what decision I'm gonna make. It's like, why would you say that to her? Because like, that just messes with her mind even more. Like, this poor girl. And again, like, every girl just knows that feeling of like making, I don't want to say excuses for the guy, but I can't think of another word. Like, you're making excuses for him that, oh no, like, he does mean well, he does love me, he does this, but inside you just know. And then when that hardship and that breakup does happen, it just sinks even more.
Yep, yep. And that's when your therapist is ranking in all the bills.
Yes.
God. every time that happens, the therapist gets his wings.
I'm about to get my wings in a month. Yay.
And by wings, I mean Buffalo Wild Wings.
And by Buffalo Wild Wings, wing wing moolah.
Yeah, yeah. All right. But listen, so then they bring out Gabby, and then we find out something wild. She didn't know. He didn't tell Ariel and told the world and all this stuff until the show aired. He did not tell her.
What?
Yeah, like in on the show, they tape everything. They tape everything, right? So I don't know. Maybe she thought the cameras weren't rolling. Maybe she thought they were having a private conversation. Maybe she thought it wouldn't be used. But yeah, she didn't know any of this stuff until the show aired. So when she watched it all back, she said it was like reliving it all over again, which is
damn.
Pretty rough. That's rough. Like, yikes. And the thing is, like, Zach said that his main thing he wanted to be was honest, open, and transparent, and he didn't want to keep any secrets. Did that include all the secrets that you kept from Gabby? Does that count? Like, April, what are your thoughts?
Oh my God. I was so frustrated with him during this segment because, like, you were only honest for your own benefit. It didn't matter. What's the word that I'm looking for? It didn't matter the trail of destruction that you left in your wake.
Nope.
It, as long as it was for yourself, because you are the lead, and just the blatant disregard. And it's like, can we just talk a moment about the awful, awful sexism that Gabby has had to experience this last couple of weeks?
He totally opened her up to slut shaming and all of this crazy stuff, right? Like, wild.
And it makes me think to, like, various parts of the season where he's just like, what do you mean you were treated badly in a previous relationship? Like, how dense and ignorant are you?
And the thing is, like, she says, like, listen, this is going to stay with me forever. Someone's going to Google my name. The first thing is going to come up that they had sex, right, in the fantasy suite. That's horrible. That's terrible. That's going to stick with you forever. Like, that's what Zach did. And I don't know if he understands the weight of what he did, which kind of sucks. Mahin, what are your thoughts?
And the biggest thing was that she said that after the overnights happened, she was brushing her teeth. He came to her, kissed her on the forehead, and they both said to each other, this will stay between us. You clearly did not mean that.
Whoa.
And so that just, you, one, broke your honesty. Two, you didn't care about the repercussions of this girl. And then three, you're just a walking red flag.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. I'm so glad you brought that up because I wanted to share that with Jazz. Jazz, he told her that it was going to stay between us. It was his idea to say that. Then she agreed. So he says it's going to stay between us. And then he changes his mind and brings it and blindsides her on live TV. Like, bro, that's so bad.
Oh, my God. What is up with this guy? Like,
that's so bad.
I feel like this should be illegal.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Also, I can't remember who it was, if it was on the show or if it was on your episode from last week, but the phrase Catholic guilt uttered by someone, and it just drives me crazy because, again, it's like it's at the expense of other people's mental well-being, their feelings, mm-hmm. and their, like Ariel said at the beginning of the episode, their own agency, because you felt uncomfortable with a decision that you were fine with the previous night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, I personally hate when people use their culture or religion as an excuse for something they did bad. Like, you're throwing all these Catholics under the bus saying, like, yeah, you know, it's Catholic guilt. That's why I did it. And, like, I know people who do that. They'll say, like, these guys will do terrible things. You're like, yeah, you know, I'm Arab. You know, yeah, I'm this. They'll say things like that, and they'll be like, it's an excuse. Be like, hey, you knew you were dating an Arab guy. You should have expected this. Like, I've been in rooms where a guy has said that, like, that exact line. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, bro, really? Like, I hate that, right? And people do that. And I think that's pretty messed up.
People don't want to take accountability.
Exactly, exactly.
It's also similar of, like, say, like, Christian religious leaders where they use biblical scripture for their own agenda and regardless of, like, who it hurts. So, like, this entire conversation about drag queens and, like, oh, no, we must keep them away from the children. But it's like, this is not the danger. Why? And it's because in the Bible it says this, and, like, to me, in regards to the Ten Commandments, where it's like, you're using the Lord's name in vain. Mm-hmm. You're using it for your own agenda.
Mm-hmm.
To push whatever piece that you want to move.
That's true. Preach. Maybe if we dressed up guns as drag queens, they'll ban those too.
Finally, we have the solution.
We have the solution.
World peace.
Put some makeup and a skirt on your mag and you're good to go. All right. No politics. Let's get back to this dumb show.
Oh, Neeps, the word of the week.
The word of the week. Okay. The word of the week. I actually picked it out too. It is superfluous.
Superfluous.
Superfluous. It means unnecessary, excessive, or overabundant. Unnecessary. Where can we not use this word in this episode?
This whole episode was superfluous.
It was.
Oh, goddamn season was superfluous.
Zach's Catholic guilt was superfluous.
Yep.
Mahan, your turn. You got to get one in. Superfluous. Unnecessary.
I have to figure it out. I'll get it in somehow.
All right. Okay. You have time. We still have more to go through. Superfluous. All right. So Gabby says that, you know, she was very embarrassed. She felt ashamed. She said, why couldn't you just send me home? Why did you have to do all this to me? I thought she laid out a lot of her frustrations very elegantly, or whatchamacallit, articulate. And Zach gave her, he took a lot of accountability, but like I said, it was a mealy mouth kind of apology to me. He said all the right words. I don't know, maybe he's just someone who just expressed a lot of emotions on his face. That could be possibly. I want to give him the benefit of the doubt. I don't know. It's like saying the right words, but it didn't really connect with me. But then again, it's Gabby's apology to accept, not mine. So,
mm-hmm.
We'll see. That's how I felt about it.
He's probably coached like he was last time.
I feel like he is coached. I feel like a lot of these bachelor people are being coached when they make mistakes in regards to race and now, you know, misogyny and all this other stuff. They just know what to say now. And I guess they've made enough mistakes in the past where, like, all this stuff is like, you got to hit all these points. You got to hit this. You got to hit that. You got to take accountability. Perfect. There's actually a lady on TikTok who does it. What she does is, like, she'll go to people's apologies and rate them, because that's what she does. She's like a PR person who does apologies for famous people, and she'll break down, like, this is what this person did wrong, this is what this person did right, and, like, she'll break them down. There's a method to apologies. It's wild. It's very, very interesting that apology writing is a business.
Yo, we can make so much money off of this.
Yeah. Kind of like my Hallmark idea. Apology Hallmark cards. We'll just plagiarize everything from one card to another. and then when we get caught, we'll apologize for that too.
And we'll know exactly how to do it.
I'm sorry, I suck. Have a great summer.
Oh, man. All right. So then Katie comes onto the beach. And then it's Katie's time. And she also looks
Wait, they're on a
cool.
beach?
Yeah, in Thailand. On a beach. I guess,
I thought
yeah,
they came back home. Okay.
No. Still in Thailand.
Got it.
I think there's beef. They have a podium. And then, I don't know, they say a few nice things to each other, and then they propose, and then they, you know, happy, and they're married. And that was it. I really just dozed off. I don't remember anything happening. I know Zach, like, made a bunch of weird faces when he got the gave her the ring. But they were super happy. Kind of weird how happy she is to be married to a man who just had sex with her friend like a week ago. but she was very happy.
No comment.
Yep. April, what are your thoughts of Katie's engagement?
I'm happy for her. I wish her nothing but the best. Good luck. Because the amount of energy you need to teach a man to respect a woman's agency, it's going to take a lot of work. And I wish I was a fly on the wall for when last week's episode aired and what her response was to him about that. Ooh. I want to know so bad. Kind of yeah. Same thing with Zach and Rachel's overnight date. I'm like, I just want to know what happened.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. She traumatized this guy. Also, we find out that Zach actually did not have sex with Rachel on their overnight. So, like, what was the point of all of this? It was he tried to make like they did it, and then it was like so triggering for him that he wanted no sex on the table this week. But they didn't even do that. So
wait,
I don't know
what?
Yeah,
this is all fake.
I mean, it wasn't fake. We never knew. We never knew what happened in their overnight. Nobody knows what happened in their overnight. But
apparently Ariel does, and she's not telling.
Oh, really? Damn it, Ariel. You got to tell us.
Yes.
Well, in 2 years, we'll have her on the podcast, and then yes. We can ask her.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Oh, my God. All right.
Leica, and then Ariel.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Leica was tweeting mad shit about them. She hates The Bachelor so much.
Good.
If you ever go on her profile, she hates them so much.
Good.
She's them so much racism. Yeah. I mean, she had this like exit interview, and they cut it out and edited and manipulated it as if she was sad that she didn't get picked, but she was actually like the opposite. She was like did a whole speech about how proud she was for being herself and didn't care about the fact being picked. So it was one of those things. Very, very weird. Very weird. All right. Katie's engaged. Here's Woo! The thing, though. Here's the thing. They're moving in together, and they actually have a wedding year, which is unheard of. Usually people are just like, they're just like, you know, like, yeah, we're thinking about it. Right now we're just getting to know each other. We'll see. They're like, yo, you have a plan to get married in 2 years. Like, I've never heard a bachelor and bachelorette actually say that. I thought that was pretty interesting. And he's also moving to Austin to be with her. And so they're making plans. They're making moves to stay together. So good for them.
Looks Didn't like, he live in Austin?
I thought he lived in Austin too. I think his family lived in Austin, and maybe he lives somewhere else.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. But he said he was moving to Austin, even though my understanding was they're both from Austin. So I don't
hold
know.
Up, hold up. Let's Google this shit.
Google it. Google
Zach.
Yeah.
But there has, I noticed this. I don't know if anyone else caught this, but when Jesse Palmer was talking about, oh, we're going to bring out Katie, his face was like, like exactly that. And I'm like, wouldn't you be more excited to like introduce your fiance? Like, all happy? He was Yay. Like,
well, okay, he's from California.
Well, look, okay, in his defense, if you seem overly happy after just getting off a conversation with Gabby, it could look in poor taste. Yeah. So in his defense, I would say tone it down a little bit. That's not the worst move, in my opinion. I would be like, I would take it down a notch. Gabby was just there. She's probably watching backstage. Let's you know, give her a little grace. I feel like if you're super happy about it, it might come off weird. That's my thought.
Yeah. All right. I did Google it. He's from Anaheim Hills, California. He now lives in Austin.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. All right. Oh, he also talked about having little ones soon. So I've never heard Basher say that. So that's pretty interesting. So I think Zach may actually be serious. I think he's going to settle down. Hopefully this works out. And, you know, they have a long, happy life together with kids and everything. Wish them all the best. Honestly, if I was them, I would redo an engagement because, kind of weird, you know, with the whole Gabby stuff, I would just kind of reset and, you know, do a re-engagement. I think JoJo and Aaron did that. Not Aaron. Mm-hmm. Aaron Rodgers' brother. I don't even know his name.
Jordan.
Jordan, that's his name. Yeah. All I know
literally that same time.
Yeah. I just remember that he's Aaron Rodgers' brother. That's all I remember. They were like, it's weird that they got engaged and all that stuff happened on the show. So what they did was a few years later, they got re-engaged and they have like a fresh story and fresh everything. And I recommend that, you know, I feel like everyone should do that because honestly, the show is kind of weird. It's a lot of drama attached to it.
I'm with you.
Yep. Yep. All right. But here's the best part, man. Here's the best part. This is the end of the show. And what they give us is a sneak peek to charities season.
Yay. Yeah.
So this part was really weird, but it ended up being kind of cool. So they were like, Jesse goes up to charity and he goes, the next person coming out of the limo is someone that you already know. So she's
dun,
like,
dun, dun.
So she's like, oh crap, it's an ex, right? And you're like, oh man, what's going on? It turned out to be her brother. And I'm just like, all right, kind of weird. What is this? You? What is this Game of Thrones thing going on? kind of give me a weird vibe. And I was like, this wasn't a funny prank or joke. but what they're doing, and I love this because I can't wait to see it. He ends up being the first guy to come out of the limo, and he wears a disguise, and he's going to pretend to be one of the suitors so he can spy for her and see what the guys are really saying about her.
Okay, I'm in.
Right? I am so excited.
I'm in. This sounds interesting, actually.
Right? He's going to find out who, what guys are there for her and what guys are there for TV and what guys are saying, talking shit. Like, that is so good. I wish it's more than just for one night. I hope he gets to stay for, like, a week. That would be so good. Have him stay for, like, at least, like, the first, like, group date. That would be so good. So
this sounds amazing. I can't wait to see this.
I would be so happy if they did that. And then like you totally find out what guys are full of shit like in the first week. That would be so awesome.
I can't wait for you to tell me about it because I'm not watching this.
Exactly. Exactly. Yep. Well, that's the end of the episode, man. So charity season seems pretty interesting. I'm excited about that. We love charity. We're big fans. And Zach and Katie seems like they're a perfect match. Hey, good for them. Gabby, listen, at least you got some Jimmy Choo shoes out of all of this, right? And a tea party. Greer didn't even get that. all she got was a mad Zach
trauma
on Skype and a blackface controversy. That's all she got. So that's the end of this episode. Any final thoughts, April?
I'm just so excited for charity season. I literally fell to the floor with joy and delight when her brother came out, started putting on the disguise. And like, at least from my perspective, it seems like this is the producer's way of trying to protect charity a little bit more.
Good.
So it's like, okay, you guys are on the right track. Keep it going. Don't screw it up.
Yeah, they're going to screw it up.
I know.
Well, big announcement. The creator of The Bachelor, who has been the executive on the show for the last like 20-something years, just stepped down. So Mike Fleece is no longer part of The Bachelor franchise.
Ooh.
Yeah, so
they're still going to screw it up.
I know. We'll see. We'll see.
So, I trust nobody.
All right. Mahin, what are your final thoughts?
Really excited for charity season, and I think I wanted to mention this in the beginning of the episode, but I think we can all do a better job than Jesse Palmer did addressing what happened in Nashville. He kind of brushed it off. You know, we all hope and pray that those families that are affected are doing okay. I'm a mom. We shouldn't have to worry about that. It's one of my biggest fears.
I totally forgot. That was a live episode. You're right.
Yeah. I really don't think he did a good job addressing that. So, you know,
they can't address it on The Bachelor.
Yeah, you're right.
Their main demographic would cancel them.
Yeah.
If they mention anything about gun control.
It's super sad. I don't know, man.
Although they're changing the time of when they're airing charities season.
I heard that too. What is that about? At 9 p.m. or something?
Yeah, so like on Eastern time, it starts at like 9 p.m. and that's the same as the further west you go. It starts at 9 p.m. So I don't know if that's their way of trying to change the demographic. I don't know. I'm just like, I'm reaching.
That is very interesting. I don't know. We'll see. But you know what? I do feel like this franchise is going to get left behind because if they don't diversify, like if you're watching the Love is Blind this season, so much diversity, body diversity, race, height, teeth. I don't know. Whatever you call it. There's diversity.
There's all that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, it's refreshing to see, and people don't care whether people are a certain color. People want the love story and they want the drama. That's all they really care about.
This season of Love is Blind is actually pretty good.
It's getting there, man. We have a lot to talk about. Tune in this Friday. We're gonna have a lot to talk about. But thank you everybody for joining us, and until next time, don't forget to like, share, comment, and subscribe. And until next time, salam, nerds.
Peace.
Happy Ramadan.